There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the two Amandas. I've scheduled anyway. I've got Amanda Haley from Stockton, Alawan. I'm hoping to reach her. I think she's out and about, maybe a tattoo show or something. And UK Health Radio correspondent, Amanda Thomas. How cool is that? We're going to take a trip across the pond to Great Britain, and I always love talking to Amanda. It's been too long. So get ready for some irreverent political and apolitical discussion, including something that you don't want to take to McDonald's. Really? Yeah. No, maybe the thing that's being taken to McDonald's doesn't want... I don't know. We're going to get to that. Stick around with me. RobertScottBell.com. Now, what do we want to do this hour? You know, yesterday, Thursdays, you know how we open the show Thursdays? We got Jonathan Emore. We do Sacred Fire of Liberty. I mean, he's a real hero and a friend, of course. And obviously, he's in the belly of the beast in Washington, D.C. I've talked about the perspectives he shares because some people say, well, it's really an unusual hour compared to the rest of the Robert Scott Bell shows you do. This guy, Jonathan Emore, has single-handedly beaten back the FDA, a world record, 8 times at least. He's taken on the bureaucratic oligarchy, the FTC, and I'm just grateful for him. Now, he obviously, as I said, integrates into a different area, and he's in the battle mode almost all of the time. And, of course, we'll have, you know, from time to time, guests like Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. That was Ron Paul's right-hand man. So things get a little bit political in the discussion on that day, but I indulge in that. Because I enjoy occasionally dropping in and then being able to leave. So I feel a little, you know, it's like I got that out of my system, so to speak. Because these debates, while rather interesting, more intriguing to me in terms of watching humans behave badly, most of them, you know, occasionally you've got some insight and some integrity that shines through, not often. And I recognize that although we may be a nation in decline, not thrilled to say that, but just on the what we call the economic scale alone, being in debt to the tune of trillions, you can't argue to me that we're on the upswing. But then again, not many countries are operating in a budget surplus or do not carry a tremendous debt to international bankers. Ours is under the guise of the Federal Reserve System. And I don't think anybody mentioned it, although Rand Paul is uniquely and keenly aware of what the origin of the Federal Reserve is, what its purpose is, more so than anybody right now in Washington, although there are a few others that are of the Austrian School of Economics and Ron Paul. By the way, I look forward to hearing from Op-Ed when he gets back because he was at a big von Mises seminar in Europe, and we should have him back next week with a report on that. But anyway, the foray into politics, it affects our lives. It does. Nobody can say it doesn't. But at the same time, I don't look to those politicians, even a new president, to be a savior of the universe. That's not the way it works down here. I mean, we'd like to think, you know, one guy could be a benevolent dictator. There's not a lot of precedent for that long-term lasting. So the ultimate message here is to bring things back home, go local, avoid contact with them as much as possible, or limit their contact with you. I think we'll all be better off. Having said that, of course, we're not going to ignore the body politic in America or anywhere else. I think it's just part of life. Like I said, we can't disintegrate life into, say, if that's your political life, that's your economic life, that's your spiritual life. To me, it's all spiritual. It's all a spiritual journey. and therefore I will indulge, and you'll come along for the ride, or maybe you want to participate. And that's why there's a toll-free number, and that's why you can put your comments and questions in over at robertscottbell.com. So thank you for indulging me in that perspective. What else do we want to cover this hour? There's a number of things that we plan to do. I'm just thinking five ways. What is this one? Oh, five ways the medical system makes us ill before kindergarten. This is a cool article. And it's pretty accurate, I think. And a lot of this I experienced growing up. Now, the first thing I didn't personally experience, higher C-section rates put babies at risk. That is something we've covered over the years here, of course. My good friend Joni, and she has Joni Abbott, she has Homegrown Health, and she does a lot of great work in the home birth arena, very big passion of hers. There is a propensity in the West, particularly, to make it to tea time. Oh man, I gotta hit the golf link, so let's just schedule your C-section right now. And many women have bought into this and said, well, I don't want to be inconvenienced. I don't want to not know when it's going to happen. So let's just plan it that way. And unless there's a real medical necessity, just not a big fan of that thought form that we could just cut babies out and they'll be better off for it. There are, again, life-threatening scenarios. Okay, we're not talking about that. So higher C-section rates, number one on this list. For me, right next to that would be the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. We'll see if that's on the list. Number two, formula-fed babies are at higher risk for depleted immunity. Yeah, absolutely. You can't really duplicate the ideal food that is breast milk in any other form, although we did in our babies' lives when they were babies. My wife couldn't breastfeed as long as we had initially wanted to, so she pumped ahead as much as she could, and then we utilized a goat milk base, and then we added things that we knew were in breast milk, human breast milk. And, you know, we added certain fats, we did, you know, different things. So there are ways to mimic in what nature does by utilizing other things in nature and not resorting to synthetic vitamins, if you can call them that, which is not the best way to go about it. So, yeah, that's interesting. Number two on the list is breast milk substitute, which is not, you know, for those of you doing goat milk or something else. Number three, this was me. This was definitely me. We're given antibiotics instead of probiotics, right? Vitamin A is an antibiotic to the medical industrial complex, to the pediatricians. Can't get enough antibiotics in these kids. Even though they admit it's not a good thing, they still do it all the time. And parents have been, unfortunately, bred into a belief that, you know, every infection could result in death, so we immediately have to go to an antibiotic. And my perspective is that, you know, modern medicine has its place, but it's the last resort, not the first, second, or third resort. When all else fails, you have that to go as a go-to. And then when you're using it that way, it's not going to work for you, right? Because we use it as a first resort, it's almost worthless. You know, we're now at the point of total resistance to all antibiotics and certain microbes. And so what are you going to do then? Of course, silver for me is a big thing, and there are other botanicals and, of course, homeopathic medicine that you can work with as well. But antibiotics instead of probiotics, that's a good one on the list. Again, we're talking top five things that the medical system makes us ill, causes us to be ill before we even get to kindergarten, if you do that. By the way, I just reminded me of a story when I was doing a spelling bee in elementary school. And I don't know, it was in third grade or fourth, maybe fourth grade. And they gave me a study guide, but it was only like A, B, and C, right? The three first letters of the alphabet. And I wrongly assumed that meant that the only words they were going to give me began with an A, B, or C. I remember this now, just suddenly remember it. So I got the word kindergarten. And I knew how kindergarten was spelled with a K, but I thought that can't be right because they're only going to give me words that begin with the letter A, B, or C. So I just said, okay, it's got to be a C, kindergarten, C-I-N-D, yeah. And I obviously lost that one. And I was kind of upset. I didn't get the rules of it. But then again, my mom was from Israel. My dad was from Brooklyn. Especially mom, you know, the engagement of the mom in there, she didn't know the rules either. So here's the study guide they gave me, A, B, and C. Right. That was a strange aside, wasn't it? Stream of consciousness memories coming back. So our kids don't play outside anymore is number four on the list. I don't know if this is because of the medical system, this number four, but it is appropriate to bring up. The idea now, of course, is, well, they have virtual playgrounds, right? And kids are meeting in social networks. There's an article about this, that they're actually playing online rather than getting together. And we didn't have that. And I'm not thinking that's an improvement, an enhancement in our lives that we now play inside, not even with other kids with us, but on a virtual computer tablet of some kind. And number five, we go back to medicine here in this case. We've overly sanitized our world because of the continuing and elevating fear of germs. For those of you who don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course, those are maybe friends or family members that haven't opened up to the law of the terrain. They're so afraid or obsessed with hand sanitizers that they're literally creating leaky hands. And they're facilitating resistance through benzyl alcohol, triclosan, other things that disrupt the normal endocrine system, right? Feminizing boys, all of these things, damaging and not relying on the immune system, but actively damaging the immune system. And we do that externally, but we also do that internally with our reliance on antibiotics. So that's a quick hit subject matter. I think four out of five are good as I'm reading through this. I don't understand how the fourth one, you can blame modern medicine for that. I don't know. If you got to blame a pediatrician for something, I think I'm not going to blame them for kids being on iPads and doing nothing but hanging out there, you know, and not going out into the world. So, all right, and finally, and briefly here, back to the mailbag at robertscottbell.com before we bring on Amanda Haley and then Amanda Thomas, the two Amandas today from other sides of the Atlantic Ocean, each one. This is coming from Mark. He wrote in about a young Army soldier's father who wrote to him. An urgent prayer asking for help for Gavin, who's been sick with fever and abdominal pains. He's in the Army, evidently, and he was admitted to the hospital. They did CT scans. He has an enlarged spleen and 10 enlarged lymph nodes. Of course, you know, that's going to indicate infection. That's going to indicate a drainage issue. The body is trying to detoxify things. The immune system is really mobilizing. Of course, the Army doctors are looking, going, oh, it could be lymphoma, right? Instead of saying, hey, there's a problem. He's not draining. He needs some help for his immune system. You know, are they going to needle biopsy him? Well, thankfully, at least yesterday, there's no biopsies done on Thursdays. So they sent him home with some antiviral medication, but they may bring him back later today or earlier today. I don't know at this point. 21 years old, 6 months into Army training, and he's honored already in basic training with the Army Achievement Medal on his chest. And second round of training, he earned the right to wear the physical fitness exchange excellence badge, yet he's suffering. Why? Well, he told them that during basic training, they were giving two vaccinations that he couldn't get out of, and I don't know how many were in each of those. That could be the reason that this soldier is suffering. And so our prayers go out to Gavin, and Mark, I appreciate you bringing it up. Remember, if you're going to send somebody into that scenario, please send them with some detoxification remedies, particularly the vaccinosis remedies from King Bio. All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's live correspondent hour with the Amandas. I plan to have Amanda Thomas from UK Health Radio coming on board. But first, in the United States, Amanda Haley from Stockton Aloe 1, my favorite aloe in the whole wide world. How are you, Amanda?
I'm doing great, Robert. Having a great time at the South Florida Tattoo Expo this weekend.
So are these like temporary tattoos or permanent tattoos?
No, these are real permanent tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of you because I saw there's a special deal at aloe1.com, your website, that if you bought three sizes, I think the same size, of the aloe gel or juice that we love, that you'll throw in a topical use aloe, I think Youtherm or something like that?
That's correct. It's our 4-ounce tube of the Youtherm aloe cream when you purchase three of our half-gallon jugs of aloe vera. And it's a great deal for the summertime for people who get sunburned or get in a man-o-war in the ocean or, you know, into triggers outside, just a bunch of things. It's a great topical.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking, because we talk a lot about the aloe silver protocol for ingestion, GI health, and all of that, and I don't want to overlook the topical uses for aloe. And since you had that deal, I thought, okay, I didn't realize you were going to be at a tattoo show for the weekend. Is it the Youtherm cream, or is there a special formula that you use for those that have just gotten tattoos to help it heal?
Yeah, actually, we have a special brand called Organink, trying to play on the words organic, but Organink. Is our branding for that, and it really helps to heal a tattoo in half the time. It keeps the colors bright and the lines nice and crisp. It's a very high-end organic tattoo aftercare, and we do really well at the tattoo shows, and it's a lot of fun to come to the shows and see the beautiful artwork that people are getting. You know, it's not just chicken scratch anymore. It really right. is truly beautiful art.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, for me, I don't think it would work. I just have too many images of me as grandpa one day with tattoos, but... I don't, you know, if somebody wants that, of course, I'm thinking it'd be better to have it heal safely, naturally with aloe. This Organ Ink thing, I guess it's a play on a topical aloe, but I mean, it probably could be used for more than just that.
Oh, of course it could. I mean, really, with our 70% aloe in the formula, it's a topical healer from all types of things, from bug bites to hemorrhoids to, like I said before, sunburns. You name it, you know, a lot of people use it just for their cracked hands and feet, even in the wintertime, or if they suffer from it even during the summer, and it heals the cracked hands and feet like no other cream, a topical cream.
Awesome. By the way, yeah. if you want to reach out to Aloe One, when they're there, right now they're out and about at a tattoo event, but they have a toll-free number, 866-691-0201, 866-691-0201, and you'll see their Aloe One, A-L-O-E-1.com. We have it linked up in the show notes as well. Check it out there. So not only to take advantage of the internal benefits of aloe, but the topical or external. Now, how has it been received? I know you have done these shows in the past. Obviously, you're more holistically inclined that perhaps some in the tattoo industry, or am I making a leap that isn't warranted?
No, actually, you would be surprised. There are a ton of people that are looking for an organic version of Aquaphor. You know, they're told to go home, wash it with mild soapy water, and then put Aquaphor on it. And then you look at the ingredients of Aquaphor and you think, no, don't do that. You know, there's mineral oils and parabens and everything else. So when they're given the opportunity to put something organic on their skin that they know is going to heal it in half the time, they jump at the opportunity. And they really are receptive to the organic idea.
So you found somehow, Amanda, you guys found a niche in there that wasn't being served, perhaps, if you look at an area of skincare that maybe hasn't been hit by a holistically inclined family like yours. You went into that. That's fascinating. You found out, and then they're actually receiving this well. Because obviously, long-term concerns, some have said that there may be heavy metals in the ink that could be deleterious over time. But certainly in the healing process, I like the idea of using aloe.
Yeah, it actually is a beautiful healer for the skin. And, you know, if you look at some of the ingredients in the inks these days, even those are going more holistic, and they don't have any of the heavy metals in there and the colors. So the whole industry is moving away from, I guess the word I'm looking for is, you know, something that would be your grandpa would have gotten, you know what I mean, to now beautiful artwork that you wouldn't, you know, be ashamed to have on your body and have look good 20 years later and the color is still bright.
Nice.
So there's a big difference in the ink these days.
All right, Amanda. Well, send pictures. We got to go. I got to check in with another Amanda across the pond in the United Kingdom, but... Amanda Haley, Stockton, Aloe One, A-L-O-E-1.com. Special deal, get 3.5 gallons, and you get one of the Eutherms free, which is awesome. And I appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, thank you for calling, Robert.
All right.
Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Stay wonderful and sunny. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, across the pond we go. It's been so long since we've traveled across the pond that we haven't heard the lovely voice of our UK health correspondent, Amanda Thomas. She's back, Amanda.
Hello, hello. How are you? How are you over the pond there?
I'm just hoping that you've got your suntan on. You know, last time we talked, you were doing naked gardening, but I thought it would be a bit cold. But now that it's summer, perhaps you've got some vitamin D just kind of going through the cells.
I have. People are remarking on my remarkable tan every day.
Hey, very good. I'm pleased to hear that. And I know that you get, what, a week of summer, 1 week, so you got to get it out.
That's right. So you've got to be out there from morning till night and abandon all other tasks and responsibilities and just sit there in the sun.
Right. And I listen, I don't want my listeners in the UK to think I've been neglecting you or them. We love you. We know you're there every day. It's just, you know, we get kind of caught up in things around here that's been quite busy. But I appreciate your willingness to come back on despite my apparent reluctance to have you on, which it wasn't. It was just we were busy.
That's all right. That's absolutely fine. I'm just here to be picked up and put down at your convenience.
You're so nice. Now, as far as keeping cool in the summer, I don't know if you've had some hot days, but there's a swimming pool story out of England somewhere. I don't know where this is going on, but it's not talk with the animals. It's swim with the animals.
Well, yeah, this was a bit of a strange story, and it's, we have had some pretty hot weather. And people have been flocking to local pools where they have them.
Mm-hmm.
But in one pool in Hull, which is up north,
okay.
People have been put off somewhat by finding their pool having a horse in it being washed.
You know, I just covered a horse story yesterday. There was a great moments in science. They found out that horses do have expressions on their face that communicate their feelings. It reminded me of Mr. Ed. Now, of course, they're bathing in the swimming pools in England because, hey, they're like people. They're just big people.
Well, they are. They're just people with four legs and hooves.
In fact, they may have better hygiene than most people, you know.
Well, they probably have. That's probably why people are so upset, because, the horse is cleaner than they are, so.
That's right. Exactly right. So that's not like a standard for the course, except in Hull, perhaps, that you have horses swimming in the pools with the kids.
No, generally it's not acceptable, mostly because a lot of the swimming pools have got those small turnstiles to get in, which would kind of make it quite difficult for most horses to get in there.
That's definitely horse discrimination. Somebody needs to take that up.
It is. Unless, if there were a miniature Shetland pony, they might make it, but other than that, I think they'd struggle.
Take that up with David Cameron. We'll talk about him in a moment, but this is an interesting story out of England. I found this quite humorous. A driver evidently was stopped, pulled over, with a sheep in his car. No, this is not going where you think it's going.
I know. It's a worry. It's a worry.
Right, right. No, was he on a date? No. Well, maybe. He says to the police, and this is in North Yorkshire, interestingly enough. You'll have to tell me about North Yorkshire. But he says, I was just taking it to McDonald's, my sheep. What?
Well, I mean, you know, this is a very strange story, but maybe not that strange for North Yorkshire. You know, there's strange things go on up there that we really don't know about and don't talk about very much.
What do they put in Yorkshire pudding nowadays?
Well, I don't know, but taking your sheep, I mean, people do keep sheep as pets, I suppose, but I mean, I don't think you'd really take it with you in case it kind of got caught short on the journey. I mean, it wouldn't be very pleasant, would it, really, to be...
It just kind of reminds me of that stop-action clay animation, Wallace and Gromit. You know, maybe there's a sheep that... But this was not a clay sheep. This was a real sheep.
Absolutely a real sheep. And as you say, I don't really know if it was his date or what. I mean, Wales is very commonly associated with sheep in the romantic.
I don't mean to be insensitive, but do they have, like, lamb burgers at McDonald's? Maybe was he taking the sheep to donate to McDonald's? Because McDonald's is in trouble. They're closing shops all over the world because people are onto them. Was this possibly, here, let me leave this sheep in the drive-thru for you?
That could have been it. He could have been making a deposit rather than picking something up.
And it would have been healthier, by the way, than what they
actually said. Well, you don't know what it would have been like after they finished with it, but, at least the initial product would have been healthy.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, if his claim is true, because he was questioned why, and he says, I took my sheep to McDonald's restaurant for a meal, where is, like, we have something called PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, if you've heard about them. And shouldn't they take up this cause of the sheep? I mean, how dare this man bring a sheep to McDonald's to eat? That's cruel.
I know. It's absolutely despicable treatment of a sheep to make it eat something there. I mean, I'm only hoping that he meant he was going there to get himself a takeaway and the sheep just happened to be in the car because it's looking for a nice drive together. I don't know.
Bad food. Bad food. And I don't know if that sounds like a sheep or not. But
it does. It sounds just like one. I thought there was one in the room.
All right. Excellent. Well, listen, let's switch to another animal of a different flavor, stripe, or color, I don't know, but nine lies David Cameron told you before the election. For all of my listeners in the United States of America, David Cameron happens to be the fearless leader. He was elected recently, again, or re-elected, I should say, as a prime minister. Is that right?
That's right, yes. He won the election in this country, and he has sort of... obviously, like all of them, they do tend, before they're elected, to kind of go quite... heavily onto the promises and all this sort of thing, but very often and quite frequently unravel a bit once they get into power.
Should we demote him to sub-prime minister yet, or are these non-egregious lies we're going to cover here?
No, they are non-egregious, I think. I mean, I don't know. This was the opposition, his opposition party, main opposition party,
okay,
who have suggested that he has told these nine lies, so...
Did he say he was going to, like, number one on the list is protecting the child tax credit? What is that?
if you have children, you get a tax credit for them.
Okay.
And there have been suggestions that because a lot of people perhaps take advantage of this, those people who have decided that they, as a career, will have a lot of children and live off the benefit system and the tax credits and this and that and the other, and there are many people who do that in this
country. So they have kids, so they have less taxes, or maybe they get something back from the government.
They don't pay any taxes, they don't pay any rent, they don't pay any council tax, they just sit at home and receive money.
So that's like welfare kids.
It is,
yeah.
But there are people making a career out of that. They're not just falling on hard times.
Gotcha. So the left is attacking David Cameron on this. What about only freezing child benefit for 2 years? What was that about?
I think with the child benefit issue, he has said that child benefit will now not be paid, or he suggested that it could not be paid after two children, which is another way of cutting down on career benefits.
Right, having children for profit, in a sense.
Well, that's right, because there, you see, you're not forced to go back to work until your youngest child is five. Huh. So if you keep having children, you never have to go back to work.
Wow, yeah, nice social safety net that is.
Yes.
And it doesn't work for the men, right, just for the women?
Well, the men will have some kind of injury that doesn't allow them to work.
Yeah, but they could just take Viagra for that.
Well, no, they...
Oh, different kind of injury, I'm sorry.
Different kind of injury. They sort of... That's another big problem at the moment. In fact, there was a program on it just the other night about mm-hmm. how people are being taught by other people for a fee uh-huh. how to fake injuries.
Ah, yeah. No, again, this is the same world over, I think. Number three is interesting to me. I wasn't aware that they hadn't brought electricity to the North's railways yet. Is that true? What are they running, steam engines up there?
No, they're not, but I don't know. I'm not very clear on this electrifying things because they've just been doing it around my area.
Electrifying, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to make things any different because the trains rattle along at a good old rate as it is. I don't know how having it... I don't know what it all means, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, you and me both don't understand it, but maybe they'll bring electricity to the north before they freeze to death. I don't know. Number four, building more affordable houses. How is David Cameron going to build more affordable houses? This is what I never understood. Market forces are determined. Of course, government can make it more expensive by throwing more taxes at building, but how is he going to build more affordable housing?
Well, what they've done in recent years is that if a developer asks to develop a site, wants to get permission to build a residential sort of complex somewhere,
yeah,
they will have to, as part of the of being granted the right to do that, provide some of it as affordable housing.
Okay, all right. So there's some of that. Maybe he's reneged on that. This number five on the list of the things that they said David Cameron lied about to get elected or reelected. I don't know about this. This sounds like it would be illegal to do. Dithering on Heathrow. I don't think I would like to see somebody do that.
No, it sounds a bit unsafe, really, doesn't it?
What is that? Don't dither on Heathrow.
Well, what it means is that they're trying to find out where to have a new runway.
Ah.
And it's been in the planning stage and in the suggestion stage and in the argument stage for about the last 10 years.
Why don't they do what they do here in America, just pave over the poor people's housing and make a new runway?
Okay. Well, I think that will be next.
Okay.
That they have to build more affordable housing somewhere else.
All right. Interesting. Well, there's another one on the list here. It keeps going. And I'm, like I said, I'm curious because we're in election season here already. We had our first Republican debate. And I'd like, when you get a chance, and not today, but if you get a chance to watch any of the Republicans or even the Democrats, if they ever have a debate, and comment what the UK perspective is on what you're visually seeing, the visceral response to our politicians here. But for now, I guess we get to pick on David Cameron because he won, launching a tax-free childcare this year. So basically, he reneged on that. Did he say he was going to and he's not?
Yes, I think, you know, again, there's delaying tactics, and then if you inquire as to where it is or what's happened about it, it'll be, oh, well, it, you know, we're going through the process at the moment in the planning stage or something like that. So, but it, obviously, Yvette Cooper and the people in her party would, can, that's an easy shot for them to take.
So. All right. Well, this one's interesting. Giving workers 3 days volunteer leave. What does the government have to say? They mandate that, that companies have to give you 3 days off if you say you're going to volunteer?
Yeah.
I mean, what if you volunteer to take your sheep to McDonald's? Does that count?
Yeah. Well, you get the afternoon off to do that, I think.
I don't know. You'd think that companies would be encouraging that kind of behavior, but on their own, would they need the government to do that? Because it'd be good PR for a company that can afford to do it. But if they can't afford to do it, you could force these companies into bankruptcy because they've got workers they have to give furlough, right?
And even I think that's the big problem there. That, you know, that it's all right saying to Joe Bloggs, who works with him and two other guys, yes, we're going to take 3 days volunteer leave. I'm going to take it this week, and my colleague's going to take it next week. I mean, the poor guy, that might just finish him off.
Yeah. Well, listen, Amanda, can you hang out for one segment to wrap up the show with me today? I enjoy thoroughly our discussions together, a little silly, a little serious, and we've got some more serious. Something about a cap. Are they going to mandate hats, silly hats, in England? Did David Cameron renege on that promise, too? Stick around and find out. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Amanda Thomas, our UK health correspondent, is on with us to wrap up the show after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Amanda Thomas from the United Kingdom, our UK health correspondent, and she's also heard on UK Health Radio, is with us to wrap up the show today. Amanda, so kind of you to take time out of the exciting, I guess, cricket matches you're trying to pay attention to while you're delivering good news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, that's all right. I mean, they're finished for the day now anyway, so... So I can relax until tomorrow.
The pitch is done, or the match is done. I don't even know. They do pitch, right? Pitch and catch.
But the whole thing takes 5 days. Is your baseball like that?
No, 9 innings usually takes about 2.5-3 hours tops, unless there's extra innings. It's a rare event that will go more than a day. That's, to me, that it's a shocking thing. You know, baseball is a slow sport. A lot of people say it's boring here in America, but cricket, man, that takes boring to new levels.
Now, it does if you don't understand it, but I've got to say, I've got to understand it, and there's been very, very, very exciting play here in the UK. I mean, people are saying it's the most exciting day in cricket ever.
Yeah, so. You should see the way they ran back and forth between the wickets. Oh, my gosh. It must be those tight bottoms or something. But all right, let's get back to David Cameron. Then we've got a liberal politician to talk about as well. Of course, they're attacking David Cameron for not keeping his promises. One was launching a social care cap next year. What is that? A special kind of cap that you wear on your head? What is that?
Well, if only it was. But this is actually quite a problem that's facing a lot of people in this country. More and more people seem to be being diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia.
Ooh, okay.
And where they need to go into care, it would end up that everything that they had would be sold eventually to pay for that care.
Mm.
Despite the fact that we live in a welfare state and they have paid towards care all through their lives.
So it's a bit of a battle between those who say they should be responsible for their own care and we should take the money so that the people, the government, is not paying for it all, and others that said, like you just mentioned, well, they've paid in their whole life. Why should they have to be robbed of everything that they have left?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is very sad that it does happen like that, but the cap is meant to be, they promised a cap of £72,000 for residential care, with the government paying any amount over that. So this is something that, so far, has not come to be.
But does that have wide support from both liberals and conservatives, or just one side, not the other?
I think it has with everybody, because everybody realises what a problem it is.
Yeah.
But what's happened now is the policy has been delayed until 2020.
Wow. Because the government doesn't have the money to cover it.
Well, the councils, the individual councils who are responsible for the care of these people,
probably
won't have the money. So, you know, it's all these kind of wild election promises that are made, but, you know, where's the money to back it up?
And Amanda, you have the similar problem there in the UK. Even though there's some coverage for natural medicine, it's very limited. So the things that we would argue may be more effective and more cost effective as well are not part of the system. So it's palliative care, drug care is very intensive and expensive rather than true prevention.
Yeah. I mean, there are some hospitals now that will entertain on the NHS people having some forms of alternative, what would be considered alternative treatment. Mm-hmm. But as you say, it's very, very difficult to get them out of the mindset of traditional medical scientific treatments.
Yeah. And finally, in classic political fashion, and this is true of both liberals and conservatives here in the United States, transparency in government. He vowed to open up government, and looks like that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I think that they're apparently being accused of carving out new areas of secrecy called safe spaces where ministers can draw up policies that affect millions that nobody will ever know about until it's too late and they're upon them. So that kind of is looking like a bit of a hollow promise as well.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised by that. But finally, to give some lip service to the Liberals, Jeremy Corbyn vying for the leadership of the Liberal Party, or what do you call them, the Labour Party, says he wants to bring back the coal mines. Well, that's a good environmental cause.
Well, fossil fuels and all the rest of it. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised to hear him say that, because the cost of that would be absolutely incredible. I'm sure that some of the mines, although the mines are still there, they're going to be, you know, need to be completely refitted and all the rest of it, I would have
thought. Retrofitted, right? Well, the political and economic realities are meeting head on in this regard. Environment, yes, but, well, we need people. Our people, our voters, they don't have jobs. So if we open up, maybe I can get elected. Amanda, it's always so pleasurable to have you on board and to report on things in the UK that we may not be aware of.
No, especially not horses in swimming pools.
Yeah, and sheep to the fast food restaurants. Well, yeah. Amanda, God bless you. Thank you for being here. Stay warm with a little sun that you have left in the summer, and we're going to take a break until a couple of days. We'll be back live and reminding all y'all in the UK, as well as here in America and around the world, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from hiddenholster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to hiddenholster.com. That's hiddenholster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to hiddenholster.com. That's hiddenholster.com. The original hidden holster.